Tom Jones, Tampa Bay Times. Kukin, is it almost unfair to call Cedric Paquette and Ryan Callahan and Chris Kukin's a fourth line?
I don't know. What is it? They're one of our lines. That's what it is. And they're a good one. They play a winning role for our team, and they inspire our group. And they pull our team into the fight. That's what they do.
Dan on the right side.
John, remember the mindset you had. I mean, where you guys were after two games to where you are now. How did this team change the mindset to get back and be up three?
Well, we had to change the way we played. Game one is game one. A little disappointed how that turned out. But to think we thought, game two, okay, we'll get that one. And we were worse. And we just, but you got to give credit to Washington. They have a good team. There's a lot of dangerous players on that team that can get you. And you just have to alter the way we play a little bit and understand them. We're in the Eastern Conference Final. But coming back here, knowing how pivotal this game is, we won it again. Let's be honest, it's got to get four, not three. But to have anything but the effort we had in that first period was unacceptable. The guys knew it. Obviously propelled us to what happened tonight. And you got to give a lot of credit to the leadership group and getting those guys ready.
Eric, front right.
John, you made some line changes, had you made three Paquette, Coons, Callahan line is one that you didn't touch. Is there something about the way that they were playing that you liked to ensure they were the ones that were attacked?
Yeah, to be honest, you can always look at the box score before tonight and sit here and say those guys don't have a ton of points, but as I said earlier, what those guys bring to our team is inspiring, and they're heavy, they check, they're on the right side of pucks, and one of the luxuries we have is it doesn't matter who we put them out against, they're dependable, and that's what makes them valuable.
Justin Granite, 10 News, specifically with Cali, at this stage in his career, leading the team hits in the playoffs, all the block pucks, how does he physically find a way to get it done?
I'm going to have to ask him that one. That's been his identity, and it's probably the reason he's more a C or an A everywhere he's gone. That's what he does, and in every playoffs that we've been together, I answer these questions about Ryan Callahan, and he's just as a team before self guy.
Front left, we have time for two more.
Coach Alan Sargency, Space Coast Daily. Can you talk a little bit about that final minute and the final save of the game by your goaltender?
It's tough. You throw the six guys they have, they can play six on five. Somebody's going to be open at some point, and past the last line of defense. It was the mere fact that we let that guy, it was Carlson, right, that was down there. And great play by them to get it down to him, but it's just laser focus on our guy. And you need the big save at the end when you're holding on to one goal lead, and he gave it to us. Team propelled us to that lead in front of him, and then he gave it to us, closed out in the end.
Second round left.
Jerry Retro, 620 WDAE. Coop, you knew they were going to have a pushback there in the second. How nice was it that the guys kept him to the outside but also stayed out of the penalty box as well?
You're not going to play the perfect game, and we're at home. We were happy with the lead. We wanted it, and it really helps when you do it 19 seconds. Then you got the three goal lead, and then you could see the desperation on their part lift a little bit, and we were content to just chipping it in and changing maybe a little bit too much. But a lot of stuff we gave them, we gave them a little zone time, but a lot of it was from the outside. We checked, we contained pretty well. naturally want to play the way we played the first the rest of the time, but getting a 3-goal lead is also, that was the idea, is to see if we could do that, and we did it, so just really happy the way it closed it out.
Last one, back right. Those early goals in the first and second period, how important were those for setting the tone, not just for the team, but also for the crowd?
Well, everybody's into it, and it was, I mean, you know, the puck drop like that, and everybody's fired up about the game, and then you know, the roof nearly came off, we scored that first goal, and you can see our team got a little taller on the bench, but that's, you play to win the game, and you build yourself a 3-0 lead, and the boys earned that 3-0 lead, and then closed it out, but it's, you know, the big thing for us is our crowd helps us out so much, and you know, probably why we've had a home record we've had the last few years, but you can't get caught up in